This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank. Focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
Anniversary Day.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. 10 years ago today, Thailand's currency collapsed. It triggered what became known as the Asian financial crisis, the biggest economic meltdown in East Asia since World War II. The International Monetary Fund stepped in to help. Some say it made matters worse with its controversial remedies. But for one Asian country, it was an opportunity. From Shanghai, Bill Marcus reports.
Imagine waking up and finding the payments due on your credit card have multiplied by 100. That's what happened to businesses in countries like Thailand, Malaysia, and Indonesia. IMF loans meant to help ended up jacking up interest rates and making corporate debts so expensive businesses failed and people lost jobs. All that investment had to go somewhere. A lot of it went to China. One result is today China's the number one destination for foreign direct investment among developing nations. But Fudan University finance professor Sun Li Jian says the country is still looking over its shoulder.
We're starting to worry that the situation in Southeast Asian countries is developing in our country. Some foreign companies have left for India and Vietnam because China's taxes and labor costs are rising.
Sun says China's tight rein on its economy is a necessary modernization. When the collapse hit Indonesia, its 92-year-old bankruptcy code was still on the books in Dutch. In Shanghai, I'm Bill Marcus for Marketplace.
Well, some of the dust has settled on the launch of the iPhone. Sales reached top expectations, around 200,000 units, although Apple hasn't confirmed those numbers. The entry-level price, $500 in stores, but bids on eBay were an average $740. eBay even reports the highest offer came in at $12,500. The most annoying figure may be for the 2% of iPhoners who had to wait to get connected. AT&T had problems activating the phone because of the large number of people signing up at once. Well, all of that hype on the iPhone did little for the stock market on Friday. The Dow was down 13, the S&P 500 lower by 2, and the NASDAQ composite fell 5 points. Overnight, Asian shares were up for a third day. Meantime, European stocks are showing a bit of weakness here in the early going. The cooking oil used by McDonald's in the UK will soon go to green use. It'll be recycled to power the company's trucks. Jenny Wiggins is a reporter with the Financial Times in London. Jenny, what's the plan?
To create this biodiesel, what they're going to do is take the cooking oil from their restaurants, take it to a separation tank where they'll get rid of all the bits of French fries and other icky stuff. Then they're going to take it to a biodiesel conversion plant where the oil will be converted into biodiesel, and then they'll put that in their delivery trucks.
Any sense about why McDonald's is making this decision?
Well, I think like other companies in the UK and Europe, they feel under pressure not just to talk about their environmental strategy, but to actually prove that they're doing something to help the environment. Coincidentally, Cadbury Schweppes has actually come out this morning and said that they are unveiling, so to speak, a new environmental strategy, and they've set out a target for reducing their carbon emissions in half by 2020. And they also said that they're going to be encouraging green activism within the company and encouraging their employees to become more environmentally conscious. And I don't think you would have heard a major company say that 2 or 3 years ago.
Is this the kind of thing that will save the company money in the end, do you think?
No, it's probably going to be as expensive in the long run. And in the short term, it's actually going to be more expensive for McDonald's to do this.
Jenny Wiggins reports on the consumer industries for the Financial Times in London. Jenny, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Mended Hearts to provide online and hospital support to newly diagnosed heart disease patients. You can learn more at mendedhearts.org. And by Reuters, delivering news and information that reaches over a billion people every day. Before it's news, it's Reuters.
Let's talk about sex. Or not. Abstinence-only education in public schools is a controversial subject. The federal program funding it has expired. It was worth $50 million. But Democrats leading the House Energy and Commerce Committee say it was a waste of money. Stuart Cohen has more from Washington.
School's out for the summer, and for most kids, that means time for more enjoyable activities, like hanging out at the mall or swimming. Some of them might even find a summer love. A group of high school students at a suburban Washington pool say that might mean sex, despite the abstinence programs in their schools.
Realistically, like, it's just, it's not going to happen. Enough kids are going to have sex and stuff. You might as well think of other options to be safe.
In the same aspect as you tell people not to do drugs, and because it's, you're curious about it, people go and do it.
Attitudes like that are why Democrats want to stop spending $50 million a year on the abstinence-only message in the nation's schools.
If our goal is preventing unwanted teen pregnancies, which seems to me it should be, I think we need to face the reality that teenagers are out there having sex.
Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette is vice chair of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which oversees the $50 million program. Now that Democrats control the purse strings, she would like to see the money used for what she calls a more rounded approach, which includes contraception.
Abstinence-only education doesn't work. A number of studies, as well as common sense, have shown that over the years. So Congress is pouring millions of dollars into this program that's just a waste of money.
But conservative groups say abstinence-only education works. Christine Kim is with the Heritage Foundation's domestic policy program.
For every $12 the government spends on safe sex and contraceptive promotion, it spends $1 on abstinence education. So it's important really to keep abstinence as one of the messages there as well, because a lot of teens are choosing to abstain from sexual activity. So it's important to have that in place.
A recent study by the Centers for Disease Control found that slightly more than half of all high school age kids abstained from sex, a number that's been growing over the past 15 years. Christine Kim credits abstinence education programs for that. But supporters of alternatives point to another federal study that says kids in abstinence-only programs are just as likely to have sex as kids in other sexual education programs. In Washington, I'm Stuart Cohen for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.